Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. Don't forget that you can listen to Mike live on Sundays from 8 to 10 a.m. on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Meanwhile, the media is having troubles of their own, just covering this thing.
It's like brown, melted chocolate. Some of it looks like patties. Some of it looks a couple inches long, a couple inches wide. Some of it the size of silver dollars, half dollars.
It looks like it's not chocolate. It's not silver dollars. It's not half dollars. It's not patties. It's a giant globs of just toxic piles. I believe the Native Americans called it piles is what they called it. In fact, I would venture to say that if you went back thousands of years to our Neanderthal brethren and asked them what this looked like, I believe they would reply, bleh, which is Neanderthal for pile. It's a pile.
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on South Pulaski Road, just across the street from the 53A bus stop and in between Paco's Tacos and Zaka Tacos, it's The Mike Novak Show. Chicago's only locally broadcast green, gardening, and environment program. Heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. And true currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the main.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees. And by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. And by Espoma, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929. And by Back to Nature Compost. Life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by EcoLawn, the ultimate low-maintenance, drought-tolerant lawn. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. Podcasts of this program, along with green tips, valuable links, and DeMaio weather, are a click away at MikeNovak.net. That's MikeNovak.net. Now here's the man who's redefining green, which means that he's busy working on the Wikipedia entry, Mike Novak.
And I can guarantee that we're not going to spend the whole beginning of the show this time 20 minutes talking about Blackhawks.
Ten minutes?
No.
5 minutes.
Maybe three.
Okay, 3 minutes.
All right, because I have determined something after watching the last two games.
And what have you determined?
I think the Blackhawks are the Cubs on ice.
Don't say that. Bite your North Sider tongue.
You know, remember the Cold Steel on ice?
Yes.
I've changed it to Cubs on ice.
No, no.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, you want not that for
no,
that not
no,
to happen,
no.
But...
No,
Cubs
it's tied up.
On
it's
ice.
Just the hockey gods are making us earn it. We're original 16. We
seeing,
didn't touch our divisional trophy, and we didn't steal any pucks.
I'm seeing the blue and red uniforms and 100 years of futility.
Nope. No Billy Goat band from Chicago Stadium ever.
Before my very eyes.
Does this mean we got to put a Billy Goat on ice and send it across
skates.
A frozen lake?
On skates.
So we tie it up in ivy that we stole from the wall at Wrigley and just
I'm telling
push it ya. Down the blue line?
Cubs on ice.
You know, if it wasn't for the poor thing being scared to death, I just might do it.
So that's it. That's my... there's a game
that's
today.
That's what it takes to get Lord Stanley driven down Lakeshore Drive. I just might do it.
And that's the other thing. You know, in football, you got the Super Bowl. And in baseball, you got the World Series. And in basketball, the NBA Championship. And in hockey, you have the Stanley Cup.
Oh, please.
The Stanley Cup.
Oh, no. I must argue with you this entirely. The Stanley Cup is like the greatest sports trophy next to possibly the America's Cup.
Are you hallucinating?
No, I am not. No. Lord Stanley, Earl of Preston, commissioned the cup, I believe.
That's the other thing. Earl of Preston. Well, Lord Stanley, Earl of Preston.
In Canada because, you know, the English, they like to get in there and mess with everybody. So they were colonizing in Canada. Right. And there were hockey championships, and the Lord Stanley bought a silver cup.
Oh, look at that. Time's up. Got to stop talking about hockey. Oh, what a shame. All right, I'm gonna change the subject. We got a lot of great...
It would make a nice planter, the Stanley Cup.
We're done.
I made something for
you.
Did you? See?
Yeah.
Did you really? Oh, wait a second. Okay.
Hey, hosty guy. It's a segue. I went from hockey to plants.
You mean we're actually going to let our guest talk?
Yeah. I tried, but you blew it out of the water.
I did. You know, all I have to do is... You know how easy it is for me to turn off your mic? I just do it right from here.
Sorry.
All right. That person in the studio who's wearing her Blackhawks cap...
I like her already.
...is Christy Weber, who's kind of a horticultural icon in the city of Chicago. And I know you hate for people to say things like that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That's why I'm saying it. I don't want to see you blush. And she's here. We're going to talk to her in just a little bit. A couple of important things in the show today. At 9:30 or thereabouts, Alderman Tom Allen is going to be on the program. And go to my website, mikenowak.net, MikeNowak.net. And this week's show, because Tom Allen, the alderman, is going to be introducing an order in city council tomorrow at 11 a.m. I'm going to be there, and I'm encouraging everybody to go to City Hall, everybody who cares about recycling. The order is going to be to get the blue cart rollout finished, finally, in the city of Chicago. I guess the alderman is saying enough is enough, and that's the way I feel. Enough is enough. Let's get the damn thing done.
Yeah,
it's just an embarrassment. We're an embarrassment as a city when it comes to recycling. And I've been Facebooking this and tweeting it and telling people you got to show up. You got to show up at City Hall at 11 a.m. And just, you know, you don't have to be there very long. But the numbers, folks, you think aldermen are oppressed by a phone call or a letter? Wait till a couple of hundred of you show up at City Hall and cram the chambers and say, we want our blue carts. Just imagine the power of that. And, you know, we might have to call the media types out there as well and say, hey, take a picture. I'll bring my camera, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be there. And Tom Allen's going to talk about this at 9:30. We're also going to, we're going to give away our final pair of Clapton ticks, which I've been holding on to. I've been hoarding. So we got to do that. That'll happen during the show today. So if you want to go see the Crossroads 2010 Festival, which is sold out, you can't get tickets anywhere else. Well, I suppose you could barter and pay a gazillion dollars. But
offer up your firstborn or
exactly.
Whatnot.
Hardscape Designs, Lucian Ganska is going to be here. He's part of the Ultimate Backyard Makeover that we're doing with Mighty House. Linda Casellas from MELA, the Midwest Ecological Landscaping Association. We're going to talk about how MELA's hosting. I've talked about this movie before, A Chemical Reaction, which is about the dangers of pesticides on your lawns. And maybe that's a segue. anyway, it's all coming up. And one other thing, Heather, try these.
What are these?
Have that. Have one of those. What do you think?
They're good.
Have some more. I bet you know.
Are you poisoning me finally?
Yes, I am. She's eating the berries.
I am, the unknown red berry. That these look like the ones on the bush your mom told you never to pick.
Here, Christy.
Chokeberries?
I don't know.
Take a look at these. You probably
recognize those.
You
know the little red ones?
These are from a service berry. Absolutely.
That's a service berry.
Yeah, you see the robins all over them right now.
Oh, my goodness. I
love them.
I stole these from the robins this morning. I went out to the backyard. Because if I don't do this, they're gone. The robins are just
these are delicious,
taking these down. So you're welcome to have service berries, and that's one of the real treats of spring, is going out in your yard and pulling off some service berries. And you can put these on your cereal. I'm surprised I got that many left over because the robins, there's daddy robin feeding the babies.
Aww.
And the babies are, well, they're old enough to fly. They're just about the size of daddy, except they're just helpless. And they're going, Dad, feed me! Feed me! And dad's too stupid to figure out that they could probably do it on their own. So... And he's bringing them.
You're talking about the birds in your backyard or the people at the playground?
Talking about the birds in my backyard.
They probably wouldn't allow us to plant them at a playground because of the berries.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Christy Weber is here. And Christy Weber, if you've been to O'Hare, you know who Christy Weber is. If you've been to Midway, if you've been to Millennium Park, Navy Pier, because her landscapes are all over the place. The last time you and I talked, I was down on Gargantua Radio down the dial, and we sat out and looked over Michigan Avenue from the beautiful Showcase Studio. Now here, from here, you can see Zaka Tacos and Paco's Tacos.
I thought I was
at some fine curbs in this part of the city.
The only thing that's changed since then is that your business has gotten bigger and bigger.
Bigger. Absolutely.
How can I ask how big your business? You don't have to give me dollars, but maybe staff. I mean, what? How big is the Christy Weber Landscapes?
We run about 260 employees, and our revenue is around $20 million. So,
funky smoke.
Nicely done. Good for you.
My revenue is about $20 right now.
Get you a. Good food over at Zaka Tacos or Paco Tacos.
Hey, listen,
at
$20. I got service berries in my backyard.
Yeah.
If you ever get lost in my backyard, you can stay alive by eating the service berries.
That's right.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Yeah, I don't believe it myself, to be honest with you. 100 and some trucks, so.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you have that Rancho Verde, that incredible space. People are going to say, well, what's that? That's your home. That's your office, and it's behind the center. For Chicago Center for Green Technology.
Yep, neighbors.
Off of Humboldt Park.
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That itself, it's a LEED certified building.
Platinum. Yep.
Platinum.
Right.
Behind a platinum building.
Yep.
Two platinum buildings on the same block.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is, you're right, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it amazes me every day I drive in, and when it was finished, I cried so hard I couldn't even be consoled because I just couldn't believe that this had happened to me. So, I just come from such small town and country kid that to drive out and see something like that, it was like, well, how did this happen? This is not me.
Where are you from?
I'm from a little town called Montrose, Michigan. So
where's Montrose? I'm from Michigan.
I know. I heard that. Where are you from in Michigan?
Oh, the suburbs of Detroit. But, I've been all over the state. Our family would go vacationing. It was always... Pretty much stay in Michigan, go to one of the lakes.
It's a fine state for that.
It's a great state for that. I mean, you go to the UP or the Upper Lower Peninsula and go to some lake, and Dad would go fishing and take us with him. And I got to tell you something. When we talked about that the other week, some guy wrote me and he said, "I can't believe you talked about fishing on your show. That's cruel."
Right.
To fish.
Well, we talked about the fishing clinics with the IDNR, No Child Left
right,
Inside.
Exactly.
That's one thing they're doing a lot of, actually.
That's a cool idea.
They're doing urban fishing clinics. They're taking kids in free
lessons.
Well,
there are people out there who find
it inhumane.
Right, inhumane. What can I tell you? It's a fish. And I don't know, you draw your line someplace, okay?
Yeah.
I've drawn my line.
I
don't fish anymore,
yeah.
But if people want to, I'm not going to take that pleasure away from them. Especially
if they
use it for food.
A lot of people who normally wouldn't be what I'd call your average tree hugger, if you will, into conservation because they want to preserve their lake. They want to preserve their fish. They'll, like I know at certain fishing, my father and grandfather are fishermen extraordinaire. They love it. But they donate to the conservation of the lake, and there's a biologist that makes sure that the right fish eggs are,
but besides, with all the oil we're spilling into our waterways, we're not going to have any fish left anyway in a little bit, so you're not going to have to worry about fishing.
We had a pond in our backyard, and my mom and dad put fish in it, so...
Yeah.
Did they really? You didn't tell me, where's Monroe?
Michigan. Montrose, Michigan.
I know where Monroe, Michigan is, but Montrose.
Outside of Flint, Michigan, small little town.
Oh, okay.
We lived out in the country, and...
Is it near Carroll?
Road. Carroll's pretty far. No.
Okay.
No. It's near Chesaning.
Okay.
Clio.
Oh, I know where that is. Yeah.
Flushing.
Not Clio. Clio.
Clio. Yeah. It's a small. Yeah. There's like one stoplight. We do have McDonald's now, though. So. Everybody can just get fatter.
are you the most famous person ever to come out of Montrose?
Well, you know, when my mother passed away, mayor sent flowers. I thought that was pretty special. Somebody told him that my mom passed away, and so while we were viewing her.
You mean Richard M. Daley sent flowers?
Sent flowers at my mother's funeral, which I couldn't believe. Somebody told him, and he turned and told his gal, send Christy some flowers for her mom. You know, you got one mommy, and so it was unbelievable. We were looking at my mom, make sure she looked pretty. I put a Harley shirt on her, actually, when we buried her, because we're a big motorcycle family. So... And they have a Harley on their headstone.
I like that.
I love the idea of Harley going with her to the other side.
So we were viewing, and the funeral director comes out, and he, like, is bugging me, and he's like, look, Christy, you got to come here, And so I'm like, listen, it was just my brother, my sister, and my aunts. And so he's like, you got to see this. And I'm like, just in a minute. And he's like, no, you got to come. And so he said, look who sent flowers. So, you know, it meant a lot to that little town, believe me. And it meant so much to me. I mean, that's why people love the mayor, because he really, you know, he does things like that or remembers your name. So that was all my dad was.
Remember my name. He's met. I'm
mayor.
You're a radio guy.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't like the media too much. And,
unless he's promoting some fun festival. Festivals everyone likes. Who doesn't like a hearty festival?
It's all business. It's business, right?
I guess it is. Yeah. That's Christy Weber from Christy Weber Landscapes. I can already tell you this. I don't know what you have planned for today, but can I get you to stick around to 9 o'clock?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Because we'll do some weather and stuff. Rick DeMille will be here at 8:30 for that. And, this is the prelude, because we haven't even talked horticulture, really. So we need to do that, and we will do that in a second. Here we are, 6 days into June, and I'll bet that many of you still don't have a copy of the May-June issue of Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. Now, how is that possible? Especially when this is prime time for getting those warm season veggies in the ground. And you'll get plenty of help from a couple of regular features. The What to Do in the Garden section keeps you up to date on things you should be doing with your edibles, your ornamentals, and even your indoor plants every issue. If you're a novice gardener, you'll want to read the Ask Our Experts column, where some very smart folks give their opinions about which vegetables are good for somebody growing them for the first time. That's the question they ask this issue, is that if you had to throw something in the ground for the first time, what would you advise? If you live anywhere near Chicago and you like gardening, do yourself a favor and grab a copy of Chicagoland Gardening at garden centers and magazine stands throughout the area. It's 98 pages thick, and my column is on page 98. I think it's because I'm an Aquarius. I don't know. Get a subscription and have it delivered to your home. Go to ChicagolandGardening.com or call 888-265-3600. 888-265-3600.
Looking for a housing investment that can pay big dividends? Remodel your kitchen or bathroom. You'll freshen up your home and add value to it, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for all your remodeling needs. Kitchens, bathrooms, master suites, and more. Rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
This Saturday, June 12th, Sid's Greenhouses and Garden Center are having another potting party, and you're invited. Plant up your containers to maximize summer color and experience the cooling effects of lush greenery on your porch or patio. You know, sometimes literal, sometimes figurative. Bring your containers and garden gloves to Sid's between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. next Saturday. Pick out your plants, and you can plant them right there. Sid's staff will help you with plant selection, and they'll even throw in the potting soil. And now through June 19th, Sid's entire stock of pots and pottery is 30% off. You'll also save on plant stands and supports, now 20% off. One more thing, June is perennial plant gardening month, and to celebrate, SIDS is giving away a free perennial with the coupon you can download from their website, SIDSonline.com. Perennials are easy to grow, require little maintenance, provide spectacular seasonal color, and best of all, you can get one free. SID, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, are located in Palos Hills on Southwest Highway and in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassard Boulevard. And as I mentioned before, on the line at www.sidsonline.com.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane.
Yeehaw!
Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
And the Cubs on ice.
Stop it.
Period.
They're the Cubs on ice. They're the Cubs on ice. The Cubs, the Cubs, the Cubs on ice. The Cubs on ice. All right.
No way. Red Wing fan.
Christy Weber is in the studio from Christy Weber Landscapes. Where do we start? We'll talk personal stuff later because somebody wants to hear something about landscaping, I imagine. And because I'm a co-founder of the Midwest Ecological Landscaping Association, and, you know, your employee, Kristen Kepnick, is on the board.
Yep.
And I'm very proud. You know, one of the things that's great about you, Christy, is that you have this beautiful platinum LEED certified building that you operate out of, but you let people use it. You want them to see it, obviously, and organizations like Mila can have come and have a meeting. Last year, I did an ad hoc group that was investigating what do we do with our plastic pots, and you said, "Come on in, use our meeting room." I mean, it was just a bunch of us talking. It really wasn't even an organized.
Drop off your pots now. I think we get a little money for them now. So anybody who wants to bring all their black plastic over, bring it over.
Really?
I mean,
to Rancho Verde.
Yep. Yeah.
Really?
Right. And at, you know.
Because I knew you were doing this before, but as you say, nobody was making any money on this, right?
No.
That was last year.
It was a pain in the butt, actually, because people would just throw it on the ground, you know. But now we have, like, some help, and looks like we might get.
All right, so
25 cents a pound, I don't know.
What can
nothing.
They bring? Because
any black plastic.
Any black plastic.
Any black plastic.
And how clean do you want it to be?
Well, just shake out the soil
dirt,
out of it.
The soil. Yep. And that's basically it. So it doesn't matter whether it's a pot or the trays or the little plastic six-packs or anything like that.
Nope. We've got a guy that his full-time job is just to stack.
You know
what?
So
we have a stacker.
I am going to show up there this week because I have a garage full of the things that I've been. You know, and I was going to take them to SIDS too. I keep saying, well, I'm going to take them to SIDS or I'll take them to wherever and, or the Jewel because, you know, they actually, in the parking lots where they have the tents, you can take plastic back too, which is a great thing.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you're doing that. And so that's, if you give the address, most people are not going to find that.
Right. Just go to the Center for Green Technology, 445 North Sacramento, and just pull into their road, which is Ferdinand. And then just keep driving east.
Yeah, go all the way to the back.
And or you know where the Auto Pound is out on the west side? The one you never want to go to? Never. If you do get towed over there, call us so that we can watch your car. just go, you know, to that Auto Pound. We're right there. It's still difficult to find, but go to 445 North Sacramento and just follow that road straight east, and we're right back tucked in there. It's like a little haven. So CJ Fiore's back there with his nursery, a few other landscapers, tree guy. Mm-hmm. So it's a great little place. So
it is. It's a beauty, and it's kind of out of the way. It's next to the metro tracks, as a matter of fact, too.
Wedged between the metro.
That's right.
Yep.
So you're kind of limited in how you can grow, I would think.
Well, there's 12 acres, so most of it's taken up by, you know, Fiore. But, you mm-hmm. know, there's 12 acres back there, and I feel like if we do grow, we kick them off probably, right? They're on 7 acres, but we're thrilled to have them back there. It's just, it really is like, you talk about birds and robins and owls. We had a snowy white last year, and we had a great horn this year.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, we had birders from all over the state of Illinois coming up to see that snowy. So.
And what were they coming to visit? The trains?
The owl. I mean,
crazy. No. I mean, what were the owls coming to visit?
Because we have so many rabbits and rats and raccoons and rats.
And rats.
And actually a whole family of coyotes. Yep, the whole family coyotes.
See, I don't have the coyotes. I got the rats. I don't have the rabbits. I would like a snowy owl to come to my backyard.
I don't think it could eat enough of them, but that's all right. There's so many rabbits.
Are there really?
Oh, yeah.
And the flu knocked out the birds?
I don't really, I just think they're so cute and people, how do we eradicate them? Yeah. You know, we put down poison for rats, but how do you get rid of rabbits, you know, nicely?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know,
it's all because they're
tough.
Cute. Getting
rid of any critter is tough because there's the cuteness factor. That's one thing. But there's laws. You know, you can't just go eliminating critters out there. Yeah. Most of the time, you're violating a state law of some kind.
Like raccoons. You can't.
A friend of mine had a raccoon in the attic that had two babies, and what an experience
that was.
Well,
and like some of the most in the house.
The biggest damage at O'Hare is rabbits for us.
For your landscape.
They'll mow down a whole area, and I'm not kidding you, like mow it down.
Wow.
So we have to, you know, there's a pest guy out there, so we have to keep in touch with him all the time to let him know the areas that the rabbits are eating. And they change their food, you know, like we have to plant specific things and... We put up special fencing.
Oh, my goodness.
And they jump right over it. And if the snow comes up, then, of course, the whole ground level raises up. So then they eat the tops off things. And then as it melts, they just keep mowing down. They ring stuff.
And are there any plants they won't eat?
No, because they change. Nothing that we have. Everything they eat everything out there. So we have to be very, you know,
and
careful.
They bring their own Newman's Own dressing, so they really don't care about their place. But at least they're donating to a good cause,
right.
Those rabbits.
So.
Oh, you wascally rabbit.
Right.
Yeah. All right. That's Christy Weber having a rabbit problem. Hey, and that's actually a really good point because the folks are going to, you know, I do a lot of garden talks and I talk on the show and people say, what do I do about rabbits? What do I do about squirrels? What do I do to chipmunks and raccoons? And the point is, to some degree, nothing. There's no magic bullets for that kind of thing, right?
No. I mean, Jim Fizell was talking about it yesterday. I heard him on the radio, and he was just saying that...
He's on a neighboring station. We don't go there. No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Well, he was saying that, you know, just try to change up their food and plant enough of it that it doesn't make a big difference in your landscape.
Yeah.
So it's.
Yeah.
I think Glencoe, North Shore people have deer problems.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ravenswood was inundated with rabbits like 2 years ago. They were everywhere. Many of my customers in Ravenswood neighborhood.
And they go in cycles, don't they?
Yeah, we found nests in people's backyards, and of course, then the kids love them.
Yes.
And they're cute,
and
then the landscapes are destroyed. So, what are you going to,
I understand.
They move on.
Yeah. So at some point, you got to just live with it and do the best. And you can put the deterrents on, and a lot of them work really well, but they don't work all the time.
Well,
and
you mentioned the birds. I don't think the birds. I mean, have you ever seen a bird jump down in the city of Chicago and catch a rabbit?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people are like, well, it's because of the birds
darting around by the lakefront every now and then. The falcons, but.
Every now and then, but
yeah,
I think
I'd love to see them take out a pigeon.
They're
you
chasing
know, but
out
never,
pigeons,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. That's the rat of the sky.
All right. Christy Weber is going to... Yeah, they are flying rats.
They are.
There's no doubt about it. Christy Weber is here. She's going to stick around until 9 o'clock and Rick DeMille weather coming up in just a second. Ahoy, mateys. Can I have an R?
Arr.
Thank you very much. Throw pests overboard with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew and do it organically. Now, this brew from Bonide contains spinosad, which is derived from a naturally occurring soil bacterium. I've told you the story. It is true. What can I tell you? It was collected from, you know this, don't you?
I think I've heard of
the
it,
the abandoned rum distillery on a Caribbean island in 1982. They defined it as a new species, and it hasn't been found in nature anywhere else in the world. Go figure. Spinosad is now a pesticide used worldwide in the production of organic produce. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew can be sprayed directly on the insect or your plant to guard against chewing and sucking insects like bagworms, moths, loopers, leaf miners, thrips. Not rabbits, but insects. It's safe to use on vegetable gardens, annuals, perennials, berries, shrubs, and fruit trees. But I always tell you, and Christy knows this too because she's a professional, practice RAFLD. Read and follow. Label. directions. I bet that's got to drive you crazy as an owner. Or do you just beat it into them?
I'm glad it's both in English and Spanish, right? Yeah,
there you go. You can get Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew at Countryside Nursery and Garden Center in Crystal Lake, Golden Gate Nursery in Frankfort, Gobert's Garden Center in South Barrington, or go to Bonai.com to find a retailer near you or to see a complete listing of all of the Bonai Garden Naturals.
Hello, gardeners. It's Anne from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good. And you'll feel good, because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center. And to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
We're talking about the what Christy Weber, you made a hockey
tree.
Tree. A hockey tree?
A hockey tree.
Is it a what do they call it? A bonsai? What's the word? Topiary.
Is it you see those bottle trees and, you know, like, where they drill in holes to these
stumps,
and then you put dowel rods in them, and then you put wine bottles upside down. So yeah. I thought, well, I'll just do a hockey tree, and I'll put hockey sticks on it, and then I'll put the Blackhawks and American flag on the top.
And,
right?
where is this?
So I called the United Center. I said, I need some broken sticks. And so they sent over some broken sticks, and they all said Bufflin on them. And I said, oh, my God, they'll tear this tree up. No way. So then I went down. So I just kept those in my office. I didn't even let my staff know they were there because he had just scored that, you know, those big, big goals. So I bought some sticks and drilled them in and glued them in. And no, I'm telling you, the fans have not destroyed it at all.
I have a picture of it. I was there.
Oh,
it's,
you know, exactly.
That's my tree.
Right,
we have to pick this conversation back up.
Never. All right. No matter what you're growing, you want to give your plants the best chance of succeeding. Have you tried Dr. Earth potting soils? They have the same probiotics that are so effective in the Dr. Earth fertilizers. Dr. Earth potting soils can be used indoors and outdoors in raised beds, mixed with existing garden soil, added to existing soil in containers or pots, or used on its own. It's going to improve your soil's health and physical properties and increase nutrient availability for your plants. Here's the bottom line. Give Dr. Earth a try. Available only at your local independent garden center. Whoop. Well, there's the bell. That was an accident. Available only at your local independent garden center, or go to drearth.com to find a dealer near you. Rick DeMille Weather is brought to you by the Knockout family of roses. They bloom from spring until frost, are easy to grow and maintain, and are supremely resistant to disease. Visit theknockoutrose.com/radio. Let's bring in Rick DeMille. How you doing, Rick?
Still recovering from last night, Mike.
I'll bet. I saw you on Channel 2 last night.
Yeah.
But I saw you in the early part of the evening when it was still a little calm, and you were saying, oh, we might have some problems. And then all hell broke loose, right?
Well, you know what? It's all about location, and whether or not whatever particular type of thunderstorm is developing is actually producing, you know, a tornado. And this, Mike, was actually... this particular supercell thunderstorm, it's probably going to be determined that the tornado was on the ground for nearly 80 miles, which is really amazing.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it was one of these setups where you're looking at it and you go, it may or it may not. It doesn't really have a lot going for it, but if all you do is have one or two that get going and they're kind of all by themselves, it's kind of like just allowing a ball to roll down a hill. As long as there's nothing in its path, it's just going to keep rolling. That's pretty much what happened. So at 5 o'clock, you know, I'm looking at this stuff and I'm looking at the amount of moisture in the atmosphere and the amount of wind in the lower levels. And it wasn't a particularly great setup for four tornadoes, but once the leading edge of this squall line began to develop, there was nothing in its path. We had temperatures in the lower 80s, dew points in the lower 70s. You can feel, you know, how muggy the air was yesterday afternoon. And this particular thunderstorm was actually weaker than the one that went just to the north of Peoria and produced quite a bit of damage east of Galesburg, northwest of Peoria for about a half hour to 45 minutes. But what was amazing about this thunderstorm that went across western LaSalle County, started out just to the east of Interstate 39 around the L'Estaunt area. It went all the way across LaSalle County, northern Livingston County, from one end of Kankakee County to the other before it lifted up off the ground just after it passed St. Anne, which is north and east of Kankakee. And just looking at some information from the Weather Service this morning, they determined that it was on the ground for about 80 miles. They'll obviously do some damage, you know, assessment and some survey this afternoon. But fortunately, Mike, no fatalities, obviously no injuries, but quite a bit of damage. A bunch of semis blown off the roads, numerous barns and houses destroyed. A lot of farm equipment was basically destroyed as well. And this was one of those situations where you just had to be in the right place at the right time to be away from any potential danger with that.
It was 80 miles. Is that unusual for a twister? Are there statistics on how long most twisters stay on the ground?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mike. This was very, very, very long for a tornado for Illinois. Most are probably on the ground for, I'd say, maybe 20, maybe 25 miles at best. The Plainfield tornado was on the ground for only about 16 and a half miles. The longest track tornado was the Tri-State tornado back in March of 1925. It went all the way from southeastern Missouri through southern Illinois into Kentucky, and that was on the ground for 219 miles. That was the one that killed more than 690 people. To this day, people still believe that there was probably more than one tornado as that came through. But just recently, the tornado that went across Mississippi killed 10 people, but yet, even though it was an F4, the advanced warning system really mitigated any catastrophe from that. That was on the ground for 149 miles. So this is probably going to go down as one of the longest tornadoes ever in the state's history.
Wow. And, of course, you wake up today, and it's like this after days like that. It's all cleared out. The humidity's gone down. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous Sunday morning, and as if nothing happened.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. Actually, the front even came through about midnight last night, and, temperatures had crashed, almost 20 degrees with winds out of the north and dew points then in the 40s. But one funny thing occurred last night. I don't know if you were able to watch the I was doing cut-ins probably every 10 minutes from about, say, 7 o'clock on. I knew the situation was going to develop. And the one thing about doing weather on TV, there was nothing more adrenaline boosting and pumping than doing severe weather cut-ins. Not so much for damaging winds, but for situations where you know the tornado is on the ground for a long time and you can see it develop not only on the reflectivity, which is a precipitation scan, but also what's called the velocity profile, which shows, the difference between the winds coming towards the radar and away from the radar. And I was on the phone several times with the Weather Service, and we're looking at this, and we're both saying, okay, this is now getting worse. And you can see it right there in front of you getting worse. It just went through Streeter, which, from what I understand, had extensive damage. There were people trapped in homes, but fortunately no one injured. And now it's heading towards the small town of Dwight. And you think in small town, but there's 4,000 people there. All it needs to do is hit three or four homes, and you can have, obviously some problems. And you're looking at this, and while you're getting ready to go on the air, and you're putting all your stuff together, your heart is pounding, and you're thinking, okay, what happens if this is going to kill people? That's pretty much what's going through your mind. And it's probably one of the most difficult things to do. And we've talked about this before where, anchors and reporters report what happened. Here you are trying to predict what could happen. And when you see it actually getting worse, you're thinking to yourself, okay, I got to stay calm. I got to stay cool. I got to keep my thoughts collected and not let it get out of the way. And fortunately, that worked out. But the story I was getting to, and I'll make this short because we don't have a lot of time, was we were doing a phoner with someone from Streeter, I think her name was Kathy Trickley. And we had everything all set up, and we were ready to go to her, and I had a couple of questions I was going to ask her, and they come out to me live, and I'm, you know, doing my thing, blah, blah, blah. And I said, Kathy Trickley and Streeter, we understand you were close to the tornado. Can you tell us what you heard and what you saw and how that compares to maybe something you've seen in the past? And at this point, you know, the question's out, and then there's that, like, you're waiting for the answer. One, two, three, four. No answer. All of a sudden, I'm thinking to myself, oh, brother, she dropped off. The producer, you know, whispers in my ear, we lost Kathy, move on. And I go, okay, blah, blah, blah. So I go, evidently, Kathy Trickley is no longer with us.
Ah!
And about 2 seconds later, I think to myself, that's probably not what I wanted to say.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm thinking to myself, this is the kind of stuff that your mom tells you when, you know, a great aunt passes away. You know,
right, exactly, exactly.
Ricky, Aunt Rose is no longer with us.
Ouch.
So at that point, the anchor looked over me and just kind of with the eyes like wide open, I just kind of quickly picked it up and said, we've seemed to have lost her on the phone. But later on, the producer said to me in the control room that everybody who was really upset about the fact that the phoner was lost, they just kind of laughed out loud the fact that I said that Kathy is no longer with us. And here I am thinking, you know, maybe a tornado, a second one came through and knocked her house down. It's nothing like that. But
Lordy.
That was a little bit of comic relief there, yeah.
And you are the king of comedy when it comes to weather. No doubt
about
it.
About that,
so what's happening this week, briefly?
Oh, you know what? It's amazing, Mike, because the pattern that we're in is very, very active. You've kind of figured that out for the last 5 or 6 days.
Yep.
We've had nearly 6 inches of rain in parts of northern Illinois since last week. We'll get a break today. Even though it's sunny out right now, there's actually quite a bit of cloud cover moving back into the area. We'll call it a mixture of sun and clouds today, high temperature about 72. Very, very good gardening weather today because we'll get some nice drying conditions with a decent northwest wind about 20 miles per hour. Overnight lows back into the low 50s. Humidity levels will continue to drop during the day tomorrow. A lot of sunshine, high temperature about 72. Cooler conditions along Lake Michigan with a water temperature still only in the mid-50s. Then more rain returns, Mike, from Monday night into Tuesday. So we'll call it dry today, dry tomorrow. And then Tuesday morning, probably a fairly good chance of some heavy rainfall coming back into the area, which could continue into Wednesday. Thursday looks like it dries out, and then probably some hot and humid weather comes at us for Friday and Saturday and Sunday of next week. And all the long-term forecasts, Mike, and some of the climate people that I've spoken to are looking at the period of the middle of June through about the end of June to become very, very warm and very humid and quite possibly lasting into July. So if you haven't done any of your annual planting yet, probably this is the time of the week to do it, or at least this week is the time to do it, mainly because the soil looks like it's going to become very dry once we get into the second or at least the third and fourth week of June, Mike. So again, good growing conditions, temperatures above normal, rainfall well above normal, and hopefully all the gardeners will definitely take advantage of it.
That's Rick DeMaio. You can catch him on CBS 2 tonight?
No, not tonight. Just one day this weekend, but I'll be on both Saturday and Sunday next weekend and then a couple of days after that as well.
And you can
anybody
always
want to stop by and wave.
Right on
Dearborn, and,
right, with the big screen there.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a traffic hazard, but other than that, it's a great place. You can go to DeMaioWeather.com or go to my website. Rick DeMaio is right on the homepage. Click on his website. Always great talking to you,
okay,
and
Mike.
I hope we don't have any more tornadoes this week.
No, we're good for at least another 3 or 4 days.
Sounds great. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Do you want your landscape to stand out but don't know where to start? A landscape that stands out starts with a knockout. The Knockout family of roses are the most disease-resistant roses available. All 7 members of the Knockout family are easy to grow and require no special care. Tons of flowers bloom from spring until frost, making your landscape stand out all season long. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit theknockoutrose.com/radio.
Here's Dr. Wally's tip of the week, brought to you by Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines. Dr. Wally, as you know, isn't a real doctor, but his golf game isn't very good, which means he's a pretty good doctor. Right now, Wally says that spider mites, cucumber beetles, and other insects are out there. They're starting to see them, not to mention powdery mildew, and they're looking for your cucumbers, pepper plants, and other vegetables. So Dr. Wally is recommending a product from my great sponsor, Bonide. It's called Bonneem, and it's a product containing potassium salts derived from neem seed oil fatty acids. Bonneem is a combination of insecticidal soap plus neem, and it's highly effective on an extensive array of insects and diseases. It's ideal for use on houseplants, herbs, vegetables, nuts, fruit, flowers, trees, lawns, that's interesting, roses, and others. It can be found at Pesci's. When Dr. Wally sees a great product, he passes along the information to me, and I pass it along to you. Family-owned since 1924, Pesci's is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road, one block north of Rand Road in Des Plaines. Visit them online at Pesci's.com. And Lucian from Hardscape Designs is going to be on the show in the 9 o'clock hour, presenting the new American lawn from Jonathan Green. They have great lawn seeds and great fertilizers, like their Natural Beauty all-organic lawn fertilizer. What makes this fertilizer different is that it doesn't have any phosphorus, which can create algae blooms in our lakes and streams. Jonathan Green Natural Beauty all-organic lawn fertilizer does contain 25% humates, the best food source for the beneficial microbes in the soil. It provides excellent soil and turf nutrition for up to 10 weeks per application. It's rich in primal humates, fossilized remains of plant and animal life, and these humates are combined with the kelp meal, feather, bone, and blood meals to form a complete homogeneous organic lawn fertilizer. Natural Beauty also contains amino acids, vitamins, and polysaccharides, which are naturally derived from fruits and vegetables. And this unique formula feeds beneficial soil microbes, prevents thatch buildup, and increases earthworm activity. You can find Jonathan Green products at Hair Nursery in Peoria, Sid's Home and Garden Showplace in Bolingbrook, and Pesquazi Home and Garden Center in Barrington. Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. This is a little personal encounter I had with the Care of Trees just this week. I do some gardening for friends, and they asked me about a honey locust tree in their yard. I contacted the Care of Trees, and I'm not reading somebody else's stuff. This is about me. And Alan Matthews came out to look at the tree with me and talk about a strategy for limbing it up. He consulted with me and took a number of factors into consideration, including privacy, health of the tree, and aesthetics. We figured out the plan of action, and the price was very reasonable. This is why you need to call the Care of Trees. With 9 locations, the Care of Trees has been serving Chicagoland for 60 years, putting you and your trees first. Make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. Whether you want to make sure all is well with the trees in your yard or you're changing your landscaping, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees, their business is people and their love for trees. This is the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk AM and FM. Christy Weber from Christy Weber Landscapes is in the studio. I feel like we've hardly chatted at all.
I know, I have.
But we got a call from Paula in Wheaton, who's Paula, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Good morning. You got a solution for rabbits?
Rabbits and squirrels. You treat them like the mafia, and you pay them a tribute. What we do is, in the winter, we fence. Well, you have to do a physical fence around, like, our wygelias. Otherwise, those suckers eat them all the way down to the nub, no matter how big they are. But what you do is you take food in a different place, and you say, look, Over here, you can eat this stuff. It's the cheap stuff.
We did that. We put out a whole bunch of lettuce, and you're right. They do. You just feed them like you feed the birds.
Well, what's really funny is my husband has gotten to know a couple of squirrels. There's one called Rusty. We've called Rusty. And what he does is he goes to the squirrel feeder kind of like, if you don't fill up that feeder right now, I'm going to go after the bird food right here. So, yeah, he's got my husband trained, but at least it leaves the real bird food alone and it leaves the flowers alone.
Wow.
And it works. And what's funny is then they start going after that food after each other. So like the real mafia, they start turning on each other. It's hilarious to watch them go. I mean, it's great.
Tufts of tail and squeaking in the morning.
Yeah.
And then the chipmunks get in. So it's like West Side Story all over again.
All right. I'm doing this out of the blue. Do you like music?
Of course.
Do you like Clapton?
Who doesn't?
How'd you like two tickets to go to the Crossroads 2010 Festival?
Actually, if you don't mind, what I'd really like you to do,
yes?
Could you donate those tickets to somebody at the Ronald McDonald House? They probably need it more than I do.
Well,
we're giving her gift cards, too. We're sending gift cards
I'll tell you
to
what,
her.
I'm going to get you
Paul,
something.
Paul, you hang in. We're going to give you lots of great stuff because you rule.
Yeah. I'm going to ask. Let's send her a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine if she doesn't have it. I'm going to ask a favor of you now. What did you got planned today, Christy? Anything? You got to get out of here?
No, just relaxing. Yeah.
Can you take one more hour and just spend the rest, just be my co-host for the show today?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Because we still haven't talked enough. And
I want to hear more about her hockey tree and that she does the landscaping
around the
United Center.
No, we're not going in the
Center,
hockey
and
tree.
I wanna...
All right. Christy Weber's going to stick around until 10 o'clock when Mighty House starts because we still haven't finished the conversation. That's the way these things go. So she's hanging around. If you think that organics are the new kid on the block, consider this. The Espoma Company has been producing high-quality organic and natural products for more than 8 decades. And if you go to espoma.com, you're going to get answers to a lot of questions that you won't normally find on a product website. Here's one. For instance, you've already applied new mulch. How should you feed your plants now? And here's the answer. Espoma products are best applied prior to adding mulch. Now, that makes sense with most fertilizers. You want to do it before you mulch. However, if you've already mulched, you got a couple of options. You can pull the mulch away, apply the plant food, and remulch. That might be a little too difficult. If you don't want to do that, you can apply directly onto the mulch, but you will need to double the application rate. But that's not a problem because it's organic. And the mulch is decomposing, and the decomposition process will take nutrients from the plant food application. To ensure your plants get food, the higher rate is required. There you have it. Simple and safe. That's Espoma in a nutshell. For more information, go to espoma.com, ESPOMA.com, or 888-ESPOMA1. Espoma, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929.
Homeowners, why replace your expensive shrubbery every time deer or rabbits visit your property? You can save your plantings for a fraction of the cost with Bob-X. Spring is finally here, and nature's hungry creatures will start feasting on your gardens and landscapes. Stop them the all-natural way with Bob-X repellent sprays. Bob-X guarantees protection for your spring plantings from deer and small animal damage. Use the most effective animal repellents on the market. Bob-X repellents give people the confidence to invest in and enjoy their landscapes. Bob-X's unique deterrent ingredients are all-natural and are environmentally friendly. Bob-X won't water wash off in the rain or with regular watering. Get Bob-X at your local independent garden center or hardware store. If they don't have it, ask them to get Bob-X. To learn more about Bob-X, go to bobx.com. That's bobbex.com. Plants thrive and survive with Bob-X.
We're coming up on CNN News, and in the 9 o'clock hour, recycling in the order. Tom Allen is introducing a city hall tomorrow and other stuff. I hope you stick around for the Mike Novak Show.
Hi, Jim Carr again. Dennis, I know that some in our audience don't know the finer points of hockey. Could you tell them, for example, what is icing?
Well, icing happen when the puck come down, bang, you know, before the other guys. Mm-hmm. Nobody there, you know. Mm-hmm. My arm go comes out, then the game stop, then start up.
Mm-hmm. I see. What is high sticking?
High sticking happen when... the guy take the stick, you know, and he go like that. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that?
Oh, no, never, never.
Why not?
Against the rules. You know, you're stupid when you do that. Just some English pig with no brain
Dennis,
at all, you know.
What is slashing?
Slashing is like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know,
oh.
Like that, and
mm-hmm.
for hook, like this, and for spear, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself and you feel shame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get free.
The Chiefs are at home tonight against Cyanisport at the War Memorial at 8. Good seats are still available.
Welcome back to the Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast green, gardening, and environment program. This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees, and by SIDS Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, and by Espoma, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929, and by Back to Nature Compost. Life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by EcoLawn, the ultimate low-maintenance, drought-tolerant lawn. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. Here he is, Mike Novak.
Around the back of my hotel, oh yeah. Someone said she was asking after me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger.
Oh, Cubs, yeah. On ice, sir. Cubs on ice.
The Cubs
go,
play
Cubs
that song
ice.
Now.
Yeah.
Makes me sad.
Yeah, it does. Copycats.
Copycats.
Can't they do anything original?
Wait,
oh,
who's
wait,
doing
they
that
can't
now?
The Cubs
win,
play
ever.
The song.
The Cubs?
Yeah.
Because
like,
they are.
Okay. The Blackhawks are in the Stanley Cup final. When was the last time the Cubs even played in the World Series, even if they lost it, but actually made it to it?
They don't get this.
You think
song.
I'm defending the Cubs? I'm calling the Blackhawks the Cubs on
well,
ice.
This you're, is not you're going to anger the hockey like gods. You can't do that. You can't do
Why?
That. Because it angers the mojo. There's no superstitious, more superstitious sport than hockey.
Right.
You can.
You know what? I'm the kind of guy that says the word Macbeth in a theater and watches all the
you're
actors
You're just a
go,
jaded Red Wing fan.
I watch them all go crazy.
Yeah, he know? Is. We would have loved to play them, though. That would have been a blast.
Could you imagine? I don't know if the city would have survived.
Do me a little search and find out the last time the Red Wings won the Stanley Cup.
Oh, they just, what? Just wasn't it like 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Yeah. I don't know. Jaded? That's not the word I would use.
That's all Detroit has.
Right. Pistons were pretty good there for a while.
Nah, I wouldn't even put my money on the Pistons. Although our... you know, the Tigers win a World Series every once in a while. Certainly a couple in my lifetime.
Not looking too shabby this year either. They're doing better than we are. God.
Oh, and that's the other thing. It's like both, you can forget about baseball in this town, right? You know, that was the other thing I was going to say about, we got the crosstown rivalry coming up. Actually, the Who Cares Fest
is
coming up this week, coming Friday. You know?
I just always think of the song by War, you know, why can't we be friends? Like, that's all I want to see. I want, like, instead of the seventh inning stretch, I want them to sing that song at the Crosstown Classic. I think that'd be fun.
If you just tuned in, well, you know who Heather is. She's the...
Hawks fan.
The Hawks fan, right.
The hockey mom.
And the other Hawks fan. And you guys are going to have to talk in a second because Christy Weber from Christy Weber Landscapes is kind of co-hosted today, just sort of on the fly. It became that you know, on the show. And you have a 2-year-old and a newborn in your household.
Yes,
so
I do.
Heather will give you some advice, except that, you know, she's doing it alone. So, you know, it's a little
it's
tougher.
A motherhood is fly by the seat of your pants, whether you're got help or you don't. Really, I think that's just how it is.
Sometimes it's easier alone, I have to tell you.
I've noticed. There's certain things I don't have to put up with. Like, I watch my sister and her husband argue, and I'm like, ooh, score one for the single mom side, you know?
It's tough on a relationship, that's for sure.
It
now,
is.
Is she listening, your girlfriend?
I don't know if she is.
If she is, you're in trouble now.
She's probably breastfeeding right now. That's the big thing. You know, the problem with being wife and wife or girl to girl is like, because I had a baby, now I had like help with the breastfeeding. You know, it's like, I can't get it. Can you help me? And a guy can kind of turn around and say, that's not my department. But when you're, you know, two girls together, it's all your department.
But
so.
But see, you've got help. It's that's the cool thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you get a little more sleep and, you know, someone will run out and get things for you, which I would love, you know, like you run out of the formula and someone will go get it. God, that would have been great back in the day. But now it's like,
Oh, you made it past
yeah,
that.
You,
now
you
it's
made
fun.
It through. Yeah, yeah, you got, now you that now the... he's fun and bouncy and like yeah. getting dirty and playing with worms and it get that they get a little more self-sustaining. It becomes a little easier on you that way.
Oliver dipped his goldfish in the fish pond yesterday and ate them. I was like, oh, good,
yay.
Great,
yeah. Protein.
Like real goldfish?
No, the Pepperidge Farm goldfish crackers.
Take him to the office, yeah. and he already fell in the pond. Jenny had to rescue him. She laid the baby on the deck and like grabbed Oliver out. Where was I? I don't know.
Planting something.
Nice.
Yelling. So.
Wow, this show has been taken over by there's a lot of estrogen in the room yeah. right now. I got to bring in some more testosterone. So let's go to line two. And Lucian, are you there?
Yeah, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Lucian is from Hardscape Designs Inc. and they're one of the great sponsors for the Ultimate Backyard Makeover. And by the way, if you want to be part of that contest, you got till the end of the day. I guess you got till midnight to go to chicagosprogressivetalk.com and log in and send us a picture of your yard. And we got some pretty nasty looking yards there, I got to tell you, Lucian. Some of them are really ugly, and we got to make a decision. We're going to narrow it to three, and then we're going to have folks vote online. And you're helping us put the thing in, and we appreciate it. One of the things you specialize in at Hardscape Designs, and by the way, the link to Hardscape Designs is on my website, this week's show, is pavers. You and I were chatting about that the other day, and this is it's an art and a science, isn't it?
Yes, it is, definitely. We love installing and changing people's backyards, you know, making the outdoor space more of a living space, you know, instead of just spending time in the house. Now you can come outside, especially in the summer months, and enjoy the outdoors.
And what do people do wrong when they start working with that kind of landscaping?
You know, the biggest thing is how much base you put down into a patio, a driveway. Because a lot of people don't put a lot of base in, and maybe a year down the road, two tops, you know, you get a lot of sinking, the pavers are going down, it's a lot of repair. So the biggest thing I would say is not a lot of people put the right base amount that needs to be put underneath the pavers, because they do have a little bit of weight, you know, the soil shifts, everything moves. So that's why, you know, you get issues with the pavers.
Now, how far down do you need to go? I mean, I'm not trying, you know, I'd love people to come to you and have them do it. And you probably heard earlier, Christy Weber is in the house here, too. And
yeah.
And I want him to go to her as well and have the professionals do it. But, you know, everybody, they always want to take a crack at doing it themselves. And I'm sure a lot of folks think, oh, heck, it's just pavers. It's just putting rocks down. Or it's putting slabs or bricks down. How hard can that be?
Exactly. That's exactly what most people think, you know. But the way we usually do it is if we do a driveway, we usually put in about 12 inches of base. And we do that, and we tamp it every 2 inches down so we get all the settlement out of the way as we're installing it. And after the 12 inches of base is put down, we put down a half inch of torpedo sand, then the pavers on top, and then we hold that in with edging, which gets 12-inch spikes, which go right into the paver, into the base, and on top of that, we put polymeric sand, which ties it all together.
Right.
You know, that's for driveway, that's 12 inches. For walkways or patios, we stick around 8 inches.
It's the prepping that, you know, guy. People are like, why do you charge so much? And it's not, the bricklaying is not the hard part. It's the
exactly.
prepping and all the haul off. We have to haul this all off. I mean, it's
exactly
a lot of work.
Right.
So
that's exactly what I get a lot of, you know.
Why
do
you charge so much?
In,
why do you charge so much?
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. That's the biggest question I get is why is the price so much? Because the other guy said only, you know, half the price.
Because he doesn't dig the right base.
Exactly. You know, we also give a 5-year warranty on our labor. So anything were to ever happen, we'd come back and fix for free. But I'm confident, never had to fix one yet. And that's why we give out our warranty, because we know we're not going back again.
unless a mother dumps a whole kiddie pool out.
Exactly.
Right. That'll wash it out, huh?
That washes out some. Yes, we've had that happen.
That's some serious
washout. I don't know what happened. You need to fix it.
You know, it's funny, Lucian, when you were talking about that, I was, and you were going through all the steps, I was going, oh, yeah, I'd skip that one. Oh, yeah, I'd skip that one, too.
Yeah, and Christy's here nodding along going,
Yeah, Christy's just nodding and going, yep, you got to do that, you got to do that, you got to do that. Which means that if you want to do it right, you got a choice. You can study it and learn how to do it right and then take the time to do it right. Or you hire somebody like you, Lucian, at Hardscape Designs, Inc., and get them to come out. And how hard is it to explain to people that the price they're paying means that they're going to get a five-year guarantee? Do they listen to you? Is that a tough sell in these economic times?
Definitely. Especially in today's economy, it's really a tough sell, you know, because people look at the bottom line, the final number, you know, and as long as they can do it cheaper and they look at the final product, it looks all the same, you know, when if I did it or somebody else did it at a cheaper price. But down the road is where you see the difference, you know, a year down the road. But it is a tough sell in today's economy, definitely.
Yeah, and what you need to do, it would be interesting, and I don't know how you would do this, is get get two jobs, one by you and one by somebody else who's taking the shortcuts, and then 5 years later, get a picture 5 years later so people can see what happens. but now, Hardscape Designs, in addition to this, has a lot of other services, including lawn service and aeration. I'm going to ask you one quick question about aeration, because I've tried to do it myself, and it's nasty. It's a nasty job when you rent those things from the Home Depot.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Machine.
You could kill yourself with one of those machines. You start that sucker up, and then you grab the lever, and you have no idea how heavy those machines are. And how they just... They pull you along for a few.
They pull you along, exactly. They show you who the boss is, right?
So that's another thing where I say to folks, if you want to aerate your lawn, and a lot of people need their lawns aerated because they're hard pan practically, get a professional to do it because you try to do it yourself. Basically, you end up ripping up your lawn rather than pulling the plugs out.
Definitely.
So that's people, go ahead.
A lot of people can handle a lot of things with their lawn, you know, cleanups or other things, but aeration, especially, like I said, the machine's so massive, and you need to know how to work it to do the job right.
What'd you do? Put it in your trunk and bring it home, Mike?
No.
How'd you get home?
I had a pickup truck at the time.
Oh, okay.
I had my 78 Toyota, my 1978 Toyota with 120,000 miles on it, and you put anything in it, it would ride low in the water. And I mean, I would have a load of compost in that thing. You could barely see the tires, you know. It was
a low rider.
Yeah, it was a low rider. I miss that truck, though. I mean, I loved that truck. All it did was start. Didn't matter what time of year or what the conditions were. It was all rusted out, but it started.
And he was a landscaper, right?
That's right. That's it. Isn't that how it works, Lucian?
That is how it works.
You throw the lawnmower in the back of the truck, and you're a landscaper.
Kinko's and a business card, and we're off to go.
That is true.
Oh, dear. But
that's,
you know,
who's driving us crazy are those guys in a pickup truck.
Yeah, but the other thing you need now, obviously, is a website. Now you're really a landscaper. I hope people give Lucian a call, 847-966-7620, 847-966-7620, or go to www.hardscapedesignsinc.com. Lucian, thank you so much for being part of the Ultimate Backyard Makeover. I got a feeling you and I are going to see each other on site there, because I got a feeling.
Oh, definitely.
I know I'm going to end up slamming some of those plants in myself. So, I mean, Ron Cowgill and I are already figuring there's probably a week of our lives that's just going to get sucked up into this project. I hope not, but thank you again. We'll talk soon, buddy. Bye bye.
Thank you guys. Take care. Bye bye.
Yeah, bye. Good luck.
Now, you know these people. The next time you're walking downtown along the Chicago River, keep an eye out for the Fish Hotel on the south side of the river between Dearborn and State Streets. The floating garden was designed and built by WRD Environmental for Friends of the Chicago River. You were mentioning earlier you work with them occasionally, don't you?
Yep.
Great people.
Right.
Great company. They are a great company, and they do fabulous. And their designs, the things they do, are so innovative. Like the Fish Hotel, I love the idea. If you go there, and I've gone to the river and taken a look, you can see a variety of fish, butterflies, dragonflies, herons. Even an occasional muskrat will show up there. And watch for more great things from Friends of the Chicago River. Get a preview of river-friendly projects happening up and down the river at Friends of the Chicago River's Big Fish Ball, which is this Wednesday, June 9th. WRD Environmental, Environmental is a proud sponsor of that event.
It's a blast, Mike. It's a blast.
Really?
Yeah, that's a great...
Tell me about the fish ball. Oh, really?
It's just, you know, a lot of people come. It's the right, you know, all of the landscapers are... You know, we get our annuals in, so many show up. We're relieved that the spring is over, and it's just a really wonderful... Friends of Chicago River has been around, and they're a great organization. So they put this party as their best party. So, and, you know, I think the mayor comes. He always comes. So it's always good to see him out, and, you know, just you feel like people care about what you've done along the river. So...
There you go. You heard it from somebody who's been at the Fishball. And if you can get yourself a ticket, score one for Wednesday, June 9th for Sustainable Landscape and Fishscape Solutions. Choose WRD Environmental, WRDEnvironmental.com. And to learn more about the Big Fishball, visit ChicagoRiver.org. Packed with power, back to nature, Cotton Burr Compost makes more nutrients available to your plants by feeding the organisms that feed your soil. Cotton Burr Compost is newer in this neck of the woods, but it's been used as a soil conditioner in the South for over 200 years. Now, it's famous for its ability to loosen clay soil. It is a clay buster. The organic mixture, which consists of composted cotton burrs, improves moisture retention in sandy soils, keeps harmful organisms in check, and unlike wood and wood-based compost, it won't tie up nutrients. Oh, and it's affordable. Cotton Burr Compost comes in regular and acidified. Nature's Blend with alfalfa and humate, which is good for lawns, rose bed amendment, and flower bed conditioner. They also have composted cattle manure and composted chicken manure. You can find Back to Nature Cotton Burr Compost products at Bob's Salt and Feed in West Chicago, Wheaton Nursery in Wheaton, and The Chalet in Wilmette.
Hey gardeners, want to be inspired? Make plans to visit Cantini Gardens in Wheaton, the 500-acre former estate of Robert R. McCormick. Cantini isn't just beautiful, it's a horticultural masterpiece. Stroll through the spectacular formal gardens created by renowned landscape architect Franz Lipp and marvel at the sheer variety of annuals, perennials, ground covers, trees, and shrubs. You'll love Cantini's Idea Garden, Rose Garden, and Native Prairie, too. Cantini has something for everyone, including museums, picnic area, gift shop, and restaurants. Plan your visit today at cantini.org.
You know, Christy was saying that she carries Cotton Burr Compost, Back to Nature, and Dr. Earth, which I was just going to tell you about. Here's a couple of weeks ago, I introduced my listeners to probiotics, and there's only one company that's providing that for your plants, and it's Dr. Earth. Probiotics is a soil inoculant that consists of several species of soil bacteria and mycorrhizal fungi that, simply put, bring life to your soil. And, of course, as a gardener, you're interested in results. That's what you get from Dr. Earth's organic soils, blended organic fertilizers, lawn food, organic insecticides and fungicides, and more. Now, find out what probiotics can do for your garden. Dr. Earth is available only at your local independent garden center, like...
Grand Street Gardens.
Exactly.
11 and Grand.
Or go to drearth.com to find a dealer near you. You guys, how is adventure? I mean, you picked up a garden center.
Right.
You know, you're a landscaper, right. And then suddenly now you're running a retail operation. That had to make your head swivel around a little bit.
Oh, we bought it right before Christmas, and I was so sore after Christmas from tying Christmas trees to people's roofs. But they would tip me, which I thought was hilarious. They had no idea, you know. We got into it because we were buying from all these companies you list, more locally, you know, Gethsemane, all the different garden centers around. We had spent almost $50,000. So this guy calls, he's a neighbor, you know, where my shop is, and no one was buying anything. So we thought, we'll buy the assets of this business, give it a, you know, whirl. It was, really rough. We threw away a lot of stuff. We threw away almost $10,000 worth of Christmas trees. We didn't know what we were doing. We had way too many staff. But this year we hired another guy and he's running it. And it really, we copied Regus up at Gethsemane, started dragging our carts out into the streets. We haven't gotten tickets yet for that, but we thought, let's people know we're selling annuals. I think the
You mean they do that up at Gethsemane?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not supposed to.
He might have a permit. I probably shouldn't even say it, but you know, I don't. I know that. And,
yeah, but you know, what?
It's pretty out. You know, Grant Street reminds me of Flint, Michigan. You know, it's really kind of desolate, and so when we dragged those flowers out there, actually, when we had a petting zoo out there, we almost caused accidents because people are like, "What the heck is this?" You know, out on the west side of Chicago.
Plants?
Is there something west of Halsted? So, you know.
And that's what I was telling people. You were advertising on the show last year for Grand Street Gardens, and I would say, you know, don't get on the feeder ramp. Go west on Grand, and it's just a short jump away. And what's really interesting, you're right, it's kind of an industrial area, and it's, a lot of people use Grand as a shortcut. That's the advantage you got there. Grand Street, you go west and you can get to Humboldt Park or, you know, Sacramento or whatever and a bunch of other things fast because it's one of the few shortcuts left in the city.
With no stop signs.
Right. It has stop lights, but
no stop signs.
And, but as you're driving west, you suddenly see this blast of color and you go, whoa! What's that? And that's one of the things that really changed with Grand Street when you took it over is you have these plants just kind of exploding out of this little lot there.
We decided to go annuals. Sprouts over on Damon, and she does trees and shrubs, real unusual stuff. Connie's over on the west side with her City Escape, and she does a lot of pottery and indoor stuff with her beautiful big place. And so we thought, what isn't everybody else doing? Let's just go with color. We'll do the seasonal stuff and we'll do it with a big bang. So we put a new sign up and we advertise the Blackhawks. We give things away if you wear your jersey, and you know, we just try to do whatever we can to be a part of the neighborhood, which people love. They love that.
I think you ought to do a little with annuals, spell out for in the Blackhawks colors, Cubs on ice. I think you just create this little...
No! I'll kill you, Mike.
Do you know our color scheme at the United Center was orange this year because we didn't know that we were going to be playing them. So I almost want to cut all the flowers off. And I actually laid out a whole bunch of red yesterday to go plant them this morning.
They're painting the roses red.
That is Christy Weber from Christy Weber Landscapes, kind of by accident. Well, she was here in the first hour and... She just refuses to leave, so there's not much I can do about it.
This one's a keeper.
She is a keeper. She is fun, isn't she?
And, I'm already in trouble. Five-week-old, two-year-old. Better get home.
That's part of the deal, too.
Bring a Happy Meal, and you'll be fine.
And dear, here we go.
It's true.
My Skinny Garden, tweeted here, says, don't ever carry 400 pounds of cotton burr compost in the back of a Yaris?
A Yaris.
Yaris? What is a Yaris?
It's like one of those green sort of 4x4. It's not a hybrid, but it's less low emission, you know, more earth friendly.
I know what a truck is, okay?
It's
I don't know what
four.
These
like
things,
the
they things they call them now.
SUV, sport utility vehicle.
No, I know what an SUV is, but what's this term they use now for...
Google image search it and show you.
Whatever. But anyway, she said, don't do that without a mask. you know, actually, sometimes you can get a little aroma out of cotton burr compost.
That's a Yaris.
I love how we put
that's
kind of
cute,
down.
Actually. It looks like a beetle. It looks like an elongated beetle.
It's like the, sport utility meets Toyota,
it's by Toyota, who's going to mess up Wrigley Field with their big honking ugly sign. How about that? I'm just really...
You're all sympathetic for the Cubs today. I don't understand where it's coming from.
I'm not sympathetic. I just blasted them for allowing that sign to go up at Wrigley Field, the fans will figure out what to do with that.
We have a hockey tree.
I built a hockey tree.
That's right. The woman who built the hockey tree is in studio.
I posed in front of it on Saturday. Little did I know I'd meet the creator the following Sunday. That's awesome.
Okay. Let us go to line two. That being said, and bring in Linda Casellas from MELA, the Midwest Ecological Landscaping Association. Linda, how are you? I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hello.
Good morning, Mike.
We're talking at the same time. It happens sometimes. And I'm going to make you hold for just a second, okay? Because we're going to talk about the film showing of A Chemical Reaction in just a second. Can you hang with me?
Absolutely, I'm here.
It's busy, and we will be right with you. Now, this Saturday, June 12th, Sid's Greenhouses and Garden Center are having another potting party, and you're invited. Plant up your containers to maximize summer color and experience the cooling effects of lush greenery on your porch or patio. Bring your containers and gardening gloves, you got to do that, to Sid's between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Saturday. Pick out your plants, and you can plant them right there. Sid's staff will help you with plant selection, and they'll even throw in the potting soil. And now through June 19th, Sid's entire stock of pots and pottery is 30% off. You'll also save on plant stands and supports. They're 20% off. And one more thing, June is Perennial Plant Gardening Month, and to celebrate, Sid's is giving away a free perennial with the coupon you can download from their website, which is sidsonline.com. SIDS is Chicagoland's premier garden centers. They're located in Palos Hills on Southwest Highway and in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassard Boulevard. And as I mentioned, on the web at sidsonline.com.
Want to make a positive move in the housing market? Replace your siding and windows. You'll improve your home's look and energy efficiency, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling and energy needs. Siding, windows, solar and wind power, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Boil, toil, whatever. No trouble. Oh, wait. You said?
Trouble.
No more trouble. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide is an organic way to protect plants from critters like caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more without having to cast any spells. And I'm in a theater and I'm saying Macbeth. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew... I'm just so evil. That's what I am. I'm evil.
No, I wouldn't call you evil. You're wicked, Mike Novak.
Well, that's
good.
I like that. That's even better.
A streak of wicked.
Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew contains a naturally occurring soil bacterium. We talked about that from the Caribbean Rum Distillery. The point is, you can use it as an organic product on your annuals, perennials, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit trees. Just spray the potion directly on the insect or your affected plant. The Bonide product is available in quart ready to use, quart ready to spray with a hose and sprayer. I imagine you have a number of Bonide products also.
I'm not sure if we carry that. I saw one product. I paid a bill for something, I believe, that said Bonide. So
She writes the checks.
And she's writing them all the right places, obviously, so that's good.
Leave one before you leave here today. always read and follow label directions. That's right. You don't get this kind of publicity.
I appreciate it. Believe me.
And know why you're applying Cap'n Jack's before you use it to protect your plant treasures. Look closely and identify the culprits. You know, take a few minutes. Look at the underside of the leaves. That's where a lot of these guys hang out. You can get Cap'n Jack's Dead Bug Brew at Sid's Garden Center in Bolingbrook, Platte Hill Nursery in Bloomingdale, Pasquazi Home and Gardens in Barrington, or go to Bonide.com to find a retailer near you or to see a complete listing of all of the Bonide garden naturals.
Have a small garden and no time to care for it? And do you love roses but think you can't grow them? It's time you meet Drift Roses. They're the next big thing for small gardens. Drift Roses are naturally dwarf ground cover roses with dark, glossy foliage, almost maintenance-free. And they bloom from spring until frost in six delicious colors, from apricot to peach. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit driftroses.com/radio.
And by the way, Ron Cowgill will be talking to the Artesia people today on Mighty House starting at 10 o'clock. Did you know you can ensure transplant success with a plant food that is safe for people, pets, and the environment? Well, now you can with new Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, the makers of Hollytone. Biotone Starter Plus feeds naturally and adds beneficial microbes proven to help plants establish fast. The secret is the patented blend of Biotone beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizae fungi. They go to, you keep hearing that on the show, but the really good organic products have figured out that this is how you help your plants. You know, you do it with the biology in the soil. Now, this goes to work fast to grow deeper roots quickly so your new plants can survive and thrive even in poor soils. And unlike chemical fertilizers, Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma is low in salts, so it won't burn plant roots and won't leach out of the soil with the next rain. Simply mix it into your soil at the time of planting. What could be easier? Biotone Starter Plus ensures your new plants will perform their best and provide delight for a lifetime. For more information about Biotone Starter Plus and other Espoma products, call 888-ESPOMA-1 or visit Espoma.com, where you can join the Espoma Garden Club to receive timely tips and information. Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929.
Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni.
Who doesn't want to drive the Zamboni? This is the Mike Novak Show in Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Christy Weber from Christy Weber Landscapes is kind of co-hosting today. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Alderman Tom Allen about a very important event at City Hall tomorrow. Right now, we go back to line two. Linda, you are a patient woman, and I appreciate it. Linda is on the board of the Midwest Ecological Landscaping Association, which is how I know her. But you and I both saw, well, I had seen the film before you did, but there was a showing of the film A Chemical Reaction in town a couple of months ago. It's by Brett Plymail and produced by SafeLawn.org's Paul Tukey. And it's the story of how a Canadian town stood up to the chemical companies and they started a movement in Canada where a lot of the pesticides that people use on their lawns are no longer available to them. They're banned in Quebec and Ontario, and it's spreading to British Columbia. Soon it's going to be the whole country. I know you were pretty moved by that film because I saw you after you came out of there. What were your feelings when you saw it?
I was very, very moved by the film. It was very eye-opening and enlightening. I've been a part of the landscape industry for, you know, 10 years plus. And so it challenged some of the long-standing notions, but also opened my eyes as to why some of our practices are in place. I'm learning it. The more I learn about sustainability, the more I'm convinced it's really the return of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find the economic driver behind why we do certain things, it opens the doors to economic savings and just practical ways of being in this world, and this movie did that for me. It showed me exactly who benefits from us keeping things the way they are, but the price that it comes to us human beings, and that is by putting chemicals on our lawn, we are really putting ourselves and our children at risk. And it's another area like the food chain where if we want to have true health care reform, it could start right beneath our feet and save us a lot of money in the process.
Well, as you said, Linda, you work for a landscaper, Moore Landscapes Incorporated. Christy Weber's here in the studio, and you know, I know you guys have dealt with lawns before. You do lawn care, and there was a point at which nothing was questioned. It was same old, same old. And
no, we always did things the way we did them because that's how we were taught to do them, and
we still,
part of it was marketing. Marketing. We were told this is how you did it. Nobody ever told us to do it differently because this was a quick, effective way to take care of a lawn. And it gave the homeowner and commercial properties the opportunity to look like a golf course.
It's still hard though, isn't it, Linda?
Yep.
I mean, it's still really hard to convince people otherwise, believe me.
Right.
Well, and
when seeing this movie, though, I think this is opens the door. People say, wait a minute, do I really want to have this weed-free lawn at any price? Because now I know what the price truly is, what the cost truly is. And if there's a silver lining in this economy, it's that people are now pausing enough to say, do I really want to continue on the path I've been on? Maybe I need to look at things differently. And when you can start to show people that, you know what, you can have a healthy, lush turf and save money, I mean, it makes them snap their heads up and pay attention to you. So,
yeah.
But the movie's very eye-opening just in terms of all of the factors and groups that are coming together to maintain the status quo. And why would there be resistance to it? This movie opens your eyes to seeing where the resistance is coming.
Well, it's only people that, you know, we buy fertilizers, and anybody that we're buying from, of course, is going to be against anything different. So, you know, they do work against us. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. This is like going up against big tobacco. Big Chem is as big as big.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things going on right now, and it's driving me crazy because I've been watching some baseball on TV and watching the whole Scotts thing with Major League Baseball and how they claim you can have Wrigley Field in your backyard. Yeah, you can if you go out there and work it every day and maybe bring the grounds crew from Wrigley to come and work in your yard, but you're not going to have it. And it's so dangerous and disingenuous and just misleading that, for one thing, Major League Baseball should be ashamed of themselves for doing this to people. They're selling a product here, and it's so against the kinds of things that I've talked about on this show, and it makes me nuts. I can't speak out strongly enough against that kind of thing because I mentioned this on the show before. For one thing, they talk about the groundskeeper from Wrigley, who tells you can hit your field can look like Wrigley, and then you go to the website and he says, don't forget though, you got to cut your lawn 3 inches tall. Of course, we don't do that at Wrigley. Well, right there, it shows that it's a house of cards, that we're making this up just to make a buck.
And it's mostly men that are, you know, that make these decisions. And so when you do a yard and you put in all these beautiful perennials, the man always comes out and says, when are you going to lay the sod and how do I take care of it? And so because they grew up around golf course, football, baseball. I mean, Mike, you're kind of an enigma. Mostly we're dealing with, you know, just guys that love turf.
But you know what?
And they don't like dandelions.
I grew up playing baseball. I love golf. People say, how can you play golf? And I wonder about it. I feel like I got to go home and clean off my golf shoes because of all the chemicals that are on. I've told this story before, and it horrifies people. When I was in my 20s playing golf with my friends, we'd go out and we'd tee off. And if the tee were still whole, we'd pull it out of the ground and put it in our mouths.
You wouldn't do that now, I bet you.
Oh, my goodness, no.
You know, Mike, there are some studies being done, I've heard, with Major League Baseball and the NFL, because the players themselves have a lot of health issues. And how do you separate that out from the what they do every day and how they beat up their bodies versus, you know,
the chemicals
the environment
they're exposed
that they're
to.
In?
Yeah.
But their children are showing a greater incidence of illnesses and chronic genetic-type disorders.
Really?
And, you know, what's the last thing a quarterback does before he snaps the ball?
He licks his fingers. He licks his fingers, exactly.
So they're looking into this, saying, wait a minute. You know, and in defense of even the groundskeeper for Major League Baseball, if he has seen the movie A Chemical Reaction and then continues to go down a certain path, I would point a finger at him and saying, what the hell are you doing? But I think a lot of people in the industry don't know, because there's such a strong marketing effort to tell us that pesticides are safe. Heck, why would the EPA approve them if they weren't safe?
Well, that's
a whole other discussion about who's in charge of the EPA and what drives the EPA.
But I think until people
have awareness, I have a hard time pointing a finger at them, telling them you're bad, you're evil, because they don't know. And that's why this movie is so important for as many people as possible to see it, so that they can make better informed choices.
And Mila's going to be presenting it this Thursday at the Cantini. You just heard the Cantini commercial here on my show. Beautiful grounds out in Wheaton. It's $20 at the door. There's going to be a discussion. I'm going to be part of the discussion. Linda will be there. Steve Pincusby from Safer Pest Control Project will be there. Show up. You know, for it's a win-win, because you get to see the beautiful Cantini grounds and you get to see this important movie, and I hope all the information's on my website, so you can link there, or you can go to milaweb.org to the Mila Midwest Ecological Landscaping Association website and sign up there. I gotta let you go, Linda, but I'm gonna see
you on
Thursday, and thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, thank you. I look forward to seeing you this week.
You bet. Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Christy.
Hey, Bye. Mark, how are you? How are David and the kids?
Oh, we're doing great, thanks. You know, work's hectic, and with things being what they are, we decided to do our own lawn maintenance this year. Now, I'm sure we can do it cheaper, probably better, but, oh, I don't know where to start.
You know, last year, Tom and I did the same thing. Oh, with great results.
Really?
I read some advice from a lawn expert that researches... I can't believe it. What? That's him, by the grass seed.
Oh.
Jonathan Green!
Oh, my friend here told me that you're a lawn expert? Now... I want to do it right the first time. Where do I begin?
To start, choose the best grass seed. For instance, my Black Beauty Ultra is naturally dark green and deeper rooted, so it's very drought tolerant and disease resistant.
Hmm.
Black Beauty Ultra also contains endophytes, which means it's naturally insect resistant.
Will it match up with my grass?
Yes, and one seeding thickens and improves your entire lawn.
Okay.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
And you can find great Jonathan Green products at Wanamaker's Home and Garden Center in Downers Grove, Tholen's Garden Center in Bourbonnais, which I guess just escaped the tornado last night, and Alsip Home and Nursery in Frankfurt. Now, when you visit Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines, you're always going to receive great tips on how to keep your garden and indoor plants healthy. But if you can't stop by, go to Pesci's online, I'm sorry, Pesci's.com and online and check out their garden calendar. For June, Pesci suggests using Soil Moist for containers that dry out easily. It's a polymer that absorbs water similar to a sponge, and when the soil dries, the stored water is released to the soil over an extended period of time. Rick DeMille says we're coming up on a dry period. You might want to get some Soil Moist, which will reduce watering by 50% and last several seasons. To control powdery mildew on perennial phlox and Monarda, thin out spindly seedlings to allow light and air to circulate. Air is always a good thing to get to your plants. It's going to prevent a lot of diseases. As strong stems develop, strip off the lower leaves, discard them. Do not use them for compost if they are diseased. Now, to increase the bloom length of your bee balm, cut some of the front stalks to a third and then some of the front stalks by half. Cut the side stalks a little less and leave the back stalks alone, and then you've got a layered effect and they bloom at different times. Pesci's Garden Center, family owned since 1924. Pesci's is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road, one block north of Rand Road in Des Plaines. Visit them online at Pesci's.com, P-E-S-C-H-E-S.com. Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. Emerald ash borer is active right now, so if you're concerned about your ash trees, there are different options available from the Care of Trees, but the strategy depends on the health of the tree. For instance, in the first year or two of EAB infestation, there will not be a lot of symptoms exhibited by your tree, which means that if you do see signs that the beetle has infested your tree, it might be too late. Look for the telltale D-shaped exit holes, and they really are telltale. I mean, it's hard to miss. It looks like a D coming out of your tree. You also need to keep track of where the emerald ash borer is in your area. If the infestation is severe, there may be little you can do to keep your ash tree from being affected. If you suspect insect activity, contact your local extension agent or the Care of Trees, which has been serving Chicagoland for 60 years. Invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220. the care of trees, their businesses, people, and their love for trees.
Homeowners, why replace your expensive shrubbery every time deer or rabbits visit your property? You can save your plantings for a fraction of the cost with Bob-X. Spring is finally here, and nature's hungry creatures will start feasting on your gardens and landscapes. Stop them the all-natural way with Bob-X repellent sprays. Bob-X guarantees protection for your spring plantings from deer and small animal damage. Use the most effective animal repellents on the market. Bob-X repellents give people the confidence to invest in and enjoy their landscapes. Bob-X's unique deterrent ingredients are all-natural and are environmentally friendly. Bob-X won't wash off in the rain or with regular watering. Get Bob-X at your local independent garden center or hardware store. If they don't have it, ask them to get Bob-X. To learn more about Bob-X, go to bobx.com. That's BOBBEX.com. Plants thrive and survive with Bob-X.
We got to play a little Clapton here because we've decided what to do with that last pair of ticks.
We're getting in touch with either the Chicago Music Commission or the Old Town School of Folk Music that offers scholarship programs for kids to get free music lessons. And we're going to find some kids in that program who really deserve it, and we're going to make sure they get the tickets.
That's great.
That's what we're gonna do.
Paula wanted us to give it to a good cause, and
do it anonymously, and we'll just let her know that one of our kind-hearted listeners from our show is going to donate the tickets so these kids can have the experience of a lifetime.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
All right, let us go to line one and bring in Alderman Tom Allen from the 38th Ward. How are you, Alderman Allen? Hello?
Yes. Oh, good. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. Listen, tomorrow you're doing something very interesting and I dare say unusual. You're going to propose an order in the city council about blue carts. Can you tell me what that is, sir?
Yeah, Mike, what we're trying to do, and I've got about 8 or 10 other aldermen that signed on to support this, is we're trying to revitalize or bring back from the dead the recycling program for the city of Chicago. It's been a mess, and now we have it implemented in some of the wards, but probably about 35 or 40% of the city has recycling blue carts, and the other 60% does not. So we are trying to get this this program on track.
Now, you say in your order, and I got a copy of it, that you would be willing to dip into tax increment financing funds if necessary to fund this. How likely do you think that is to happen?
Pretty unlikely.
Well, you're honest. But, I appreciate that.
Yeah, but what I'm suggesting is that we have to get creative here. You know, I looked across the United States at big cities, and it's embarrassing where we're at. New York, 1989, the recycling citywide. Los Angeles, 1990, Philadelphia, 1992, and here we are still stumbling with, you know, with a partial recycling program. So we have to find the money somewhere, somehow, for future generations to save our environment.
And this is not an ordinance you're proposing, but an order. Tell me the difference.
Well, this is more an expression of the sentiment of the city council, at least the members that signed on to it, and most of them, I'm sure, would support this, that we want this policy changed. We want full citywide recycling, and if we have to do it by virtue of, a mandate, that's why I crafted it in that manner. I mean, realistically, the policies of the recycling and environment is generally at the whim of the executive branch of government. However, we do provide the funding and budget on an annual basis. So I want to move this issue back to the front of the line. I think it's been ignored.
Well, there's a lot of people who agree with you. As you know, I'm president of the Chicago Recycling Coalition, so I see the comments that come into to our website and come into the Facebook page. People are frustrated. They do not understand why they can't get a blue cart. And, of course, you deal with that all the time. How you say part of your ward has it, but a very small part, right?
Yeah, about 15 to 20%, the east end of my ward, the Old Irving Park neighborhood. And then the other 75 to 80% of the ward does not. I mean, some wards, the 41st ward on Northwest side, zero recycling. 45th ward, I don't think they have any recycling. 36th ward, no recycling.
And you mean by that, you mean no blue cart?
No blue cart,
yeah.
Right. I mean, let's get realistic here. People are going to recycle on a much larger basis if it is convenient for them. Just like people go shopping, they park their car right at the front door of the store. That's human nature. And if we want to really get the recycling program going on a comprehensive way, we have to do it.
Well, you know,
I've had people move into my ward that were in other wards, and they call up, "Where's my blue card?" I said, "Well, hello, we don't have them here."
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do. I've had people say, how do I get a blue card? I say, you can't. It can't be done now. So somebody just tweeted me on my show and says, what am I paying taxes for? And a lot of people wonder about that. So what I'm going to ask you, because we just have a minute or two left, is it going to help if we get people show up at City Hall tomorrow to support bringing, finishing the rollout of blue card? Do you want to see people show up at City Council chambers?
Well, sure. People show up and have. Here's what's going to happen tomorrow. We're not going to finish this thing off tomorrow, but I think it's a good way to start the dialogue. I already had conversations with the mayor's administration last week. They're committed to getting this thing done. I just think we need a little push and a little bit of an impetus from the citizens' perspective to get it done. So. I mean, I think that I want a healthy dialogue on this. Let people tell their stories and let people express their passion.
And I think they should. And so come to City Hall, Council Chambers at second floor of City Hall, 11 a.m. tomorrow. If you got a story, that's a time to tell. You want a dialogue? Let's start a dialogue. Alderman Allen, I'm so happy that you are doing this. I'm going to be there tomorrow, and I hope a lot of people show up. And I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Christy Weber, I want to thank you for sitting in for the whole show as well. This was just great. It was a lot of fun.
Mike, appreciate it. Love it.
And
love to do it again.
You're welcome back anytime, believe me. Mighty House is next after CNN News, and I hope you come back next week for the Mike Novak Show.
Go Blackhawks.